Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
A weather warning, wet, rainy conditions across large parts of the Gauteng province. Please do reduce your speed, drive with care, and make sure your headlights are on. Then slow-moving traffic as well in four ways on the N1 South from the Buccleuch interchange heading towards the Winnie Mandela Drive exit.
In Johannesburg, the executive mayor, Dada Morero, said the city is working with the Metro Police to control heavy traffic during peak hours, and he blames the vandalization of traffic lights for traffic problems in the city. According to him, the city's efforts are often undermined by criminals who steal copper wires from traffic lights. Meanwhile, EFF leader Julius Malema says the government should end all diplomatic ties with Rwanda should an investigation find that Rwanda deliberately attacked SANDF troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo. 14 South African soldiers were killed in the eastern parts of the DRC last month at the hands of M23 rebels allegedly backed by Rwanda. Then moving abroad, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis appealed for calm after a wave of seismic tremors hit the tourist islands of Santorini. Over 200 minor earthquakes were recorded at sea or surrounding islands yesterday afternoon. I'm Marlene Fischer. For more on these and other stories, visit jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
January hits like a ton of bricks. Bills are everywhere and budgets are stretched. That's why Budget Insurance is here with the Budget Bill Blaster competition to lighten the load. Play the online game and you could win a share of 550,000 Rand to tackle some bills. Don't forget, referring a friend gives you a shot at an extra 50,000 Rand. Start the year right. Visit bb.budgetinsurance.co.za and take the stress out of January. T's and C's apply. Budget Insurance is a licensed non-life insurer and FSP.
We start off with some rugby news. Halfback kingpin Sanele Nahamba is going to ply his trade in Japan after being granted early release from his Lions contract. The 2023-24 URC Player of the Year can either play at scrum half or fly half, and he's recently fallen out of favour at the Lions. Nahamba signing for the Blue Revs in Japan. The move was supposed to be happening in July, but the parties have now agreed to an early release. Mamelodi Sundowns coach Miguel Cardoso says that Thembi Nkosi Lorch was unhappy at his lack of playing time at Sundowns, and that led to the veteran midfielder moving to Raja Casablanca to reunite with his former mentor Rulane Mokoena. Lorch joins the Moroccans on loan until the end of the season. And from one unhappy player to another, Marcus Rashford has made a temporary move from Manchester to Birmingham as the United striker joins Aston Villa on loan until the end of the season. According to Sky Sports, Villa will pick up 75% of his over £300,000 a week salary, which is rumoured to have put off European giants AC Milan and Barcelona as well. And skipper Kayla Reinicke admits that it just wasn't South Africa's day as the country continues to wait for our first ICC world title. The under-19 women's team lost to India in a one-sided final that saw South Africa choosing to bat first and then getting bowled out for 82. India reached that target, only losing one wicket to clinch yet another title in Malaysia. And the Paul Royals will take on my Cape Town in the first qualifier that's happening at St. George's Park in the Bidway SA20 tomorrow. And the Sunrisers Eastern Cape then take on the Joburg Super Kings at Supersport Park in Centurion on Wednesday afternoon. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.
Outside the station, when it was like -4 degrees, and I get what.